The story of this castle has its winter too, and it is worth knowing in order to understand what you see. After the Nabob's death in 1913, the property remained in the family until history struck. In 1948, the communist regime confiscated all the Cantacuzino assets, as it did those of the entire Romanian aristocracy. The original furniture, the collections, and the personal objects were scattered and largely lost forever. The Nabob's castle then knew the grey fate of so many palaces of the East. It was turned into a sanatorium and state facility, its halls partitioned, its gilding buried under decades of neglect. That is why, during your visit, you will notice the rooms do not hold period furnishings. What survived is the building's skin, its marbles, its painted ceilings, its stained glass, its heraldry, and its extraordinary Cordoba leather. After the fall of communism came restitution and then resurrection, restored by private investors. The castle opened its doors to the public in 2010 as a cultural venue, with an art gallery, events, and guided tours. The scars are part of the story. Listen to them as you move from room to room.